A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You're listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
This is Paul Hawksby.
And Andy Jacobs.
And welcome to the H&J Daily, some of the best bits of this afternoon's show. And really, you're going to hear from us today. We covered a fair bit of the football. Many of the guests we had were a bit time sensitive. So we thought you're going to hear from us. I think that's fair
it's
to say.
Way of
no,
you're
I
not,
think
they're not good enough to put in the podcast.
No, it's not that. It's just that, you know, we talked a lot about transfers, and by the time you listen to the podcast, half these people
who wants transfers the move, on a podcast.
The moves could have broken down. You want to go and listen to our bespoke transfer podcast, the H&J transfer podcast.
Have we got one?
No, of course we haven't, no.
That was told me.
We just get whipped into a frenzy by lies. And then, as if they're happening.
Don't Ask Me, of course.
Oh, yeah, there's a very good Don't Ask Me. And yes. The producer is off the Christmas card list from Andy's point of view. So here it all is. Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, Andy.
Good afternoon, Paul. And one of my favourite moments of the weekend was on Match of the Day, Saturday night. I don't know if you caught this. I had to go back, and it's one of those where you hear it and you think, no, you didn't. And then you go back and play it again, and he did.
Oh.
Jermaine Jenas called Roy Hodgson, Woy Hodgson.
Oh, no.
I don't think it was deliberate, but it made my weekend. Woy.
Roy will have him for that, I think. He'll probably have a word on the quiet at some stage. Yeah, good.
Yeah, we were a bit lucky on Saturday.
Were you?
The bridge, yeah, I thought so. I mean, if Burnley's
on the face of it, it doesn't look like that for those that didn't see the game.
No,
or the
they played very well, Chelsea, after they scored. But if Burnley had... at the time that Burnley's goal was disallowed, they were on top in the game. And after that, no, they weren't. But, we had... But it was enjoyable. Makes a change to win at home.
From our point of view, Jose had his tactical master plan, which was slightly thrown out the window once Liverpool scored. But it did remind me a little bit of the Champions League final. We caught Liverpool on an off day for them, and we still ultimately couldn't capitalise on it. Although, two very good chances.
Very good chance.
To score goals.
You know, they hung in there, and I thought, you know... They could have got a point. It wouldn't have been unfair by the end.
No, it wouldn't have been. I mean, because Liverpool had wasted a number of chances in the first half.
And last week, following the Villa semi-final, when Courtney, as we now know his name, is Courtney Hawes, was playing, Peter Drury called him Courtney Horse. So he did a whole call.
Courtney Horse.
So he did a whole TV format for Courtney Horse. We did a whole load of them, and the listeners joined in. It was fun. But I see yesterday they changed his name. I think that's definitely down to our call subject.
Yeah, I've got a couple of options from that point of view. If you're looking for a TV format, what about Andy, the former Peterborough goalkeeper Lee Smelt?
Lee Smelt,
S-M-E-L-T, Smelt. He's still very much involved in the game. He's the academy coach, I think, at Charlton Athletic. But Lee Smelt, and the only one I can really come up with, and I haven't really worked out is whoever smelt it, dealt it. I think it's a card-based.
It is.
It's kind of Lee's version of play your cards right. But that's all I've got at the moment. So I'll leave it there with the listeners, talksport.com, text 81089 or
show with Gordon Davis, smells a rat.
Yeah, that's quite good, with Gordon is in the... pest control business, or I think was, now sold the business on
and
there.
I was thinking yesterday, watching the...
How do you set the tariff when you're selling your pest control business?
It's difficult, isn't it? Really.
Suppose it's all about contacts, that sort of business, isn't it? Really?
It's quite a lot of visits,
Well, you'd have regulars, wouldn't you? You'd have people have regular infestations or big... Anyway, let's not worry about that.
talking about?
I'm just trying to. I mean, Lee, he's sold it now, Gordon. He's I'm sure he's having a great life.
Oh, has he?
Back. Although I think he has. Gordon, I don't want to put you out of business. I thought we'd now retired. Anyway, he'll put us right on that. It's a former Fulham and Manchester. It's not our mate Gordon. It's a former Fulham and Manchester City striker, Gordon Davis. We're talking about. It took the unlikely route after football into the world of pest control, which I don't see Sergio Aguero doing.
No, that. It seems unlikely.
Or others, yeah.
Yeah, but the thing about it, is he better than Thierry Henry or Alan Shearer?
08717.
Who knows and who cares? You can't measure it. It's just a matter of opinion. Shut up. Okay. That goes to everybody on breakfast.
That's the complete end of the phone-in format then, blown out the water.
It drives me mad that. Just accept what a great player is. Stop comparing everything. Everything's got to be compared. Drives me mad. It's so easy and it's so cheap.
Yeah.
Driving me bonkers. Anyway,
do you think people used to compare like that in the old days? Is comparisons in football, is that a new thing?
Common, 087, better than Billy Meredith.
08717. 22 We look at the world of comparisons in the world of football. Yeah, go on, carry on.
So, yeah, I was thinking watching the... I think it was at... Was it the Bournemouth game? Let me just check my notes. No, actually, it was the Villa game. I was thinking, I hope they don't get the crowd soundtrack at Stockley Park, because the anti-VAR chants were short, but to the point.
I've had an idea about that. Mm. We put a crack team together. It's like a Hollywood movie, because predominantly, apart from David Ellery and Mike Riley, everybody hates VAR. Don't they? Declan Rice has said, much of the players all hate it.
Although his one wasn't anything to do with VAR. That was Lighthouse's, right? But it was the rules.
He did talk about VAR. But what we do is we put a crack team together. We call Stuart Pearce and we call Phil Brown. And they put a little team together. Mm. And every week... Right, we go there, and the boys cut the cable. They don't cut the cables because they're qualified electricians. They go there in such a way that the people at Stockley Park still think they are talking to the people at the grounds. And what we do, we put fake go-betweens there on headsets. I'll leave this with Phil and Stuart if they're listening, and they'll rewire it to another box.
Can imitate. Like Graham
and we'll
Scott.
Get some, we'll get actors in.
Actors.
Britain's foremost Graham Scott or Martin Atkinson impersonator or Mike Dean
what
impersonator.
A ridiculous idea.
To say you might want to have a look at that one again, Mike, and they'll say yeah, definitely. So then they think they're still in their little bunker in stock. They think they're in charge, but they're doing nothing. What do you think of that?
I think it's a brilliant
idea. The only thing is they're looking at pictures, which would mean we'd have to kind of fake a stadium of 50,000 people and a lot of look-alike players. But I think ultimately it'd be worth it, don't you?
It's true.
Stuart Pearce, Phil Brown, I think they can sort it out for us.
That's a really, really good idea.
Well, I think it's a great idea, don't you?
I got a bit bored with the Villa game when we were 5-0 up yesterday.
Yeah.
So I switched to the one-day international between Ireland and West Indies. A bit of a one-sided game, really.
Okay.
And it's Paul Sterling. He's a fine player, but I think, blimey, he's been sharing a buffet at Lord's with Mike Gatting. It's a big lad.
Oh, well, thank you for that today. Well,
you know, there you go.
Yeah.
Only making the point.
Is he the greatest ever Irish cricketer, or would you go down the William Port? 08717 Ed Joyce. 0871. No, I don't mean it. Don't do that. Andy doesn't like it. He doesn't see the point of comparing anything.
I don't.
Do you ever compare? You go into a shop and you buy something. You just pick. You don't make a comparison between the two.
I don't compare Uniqlo to Primark or something. Why would you?
No, I'm not asking you to do it as a brand. I mean, if you go into a shop and you buy something, you don't compare anything in your life?
Not really. No.
Okay, fair enough.
I'm no Gio Campare.
I'm sure you're not. So, coming up in the first hour, we're going to talk a bit of Bournemouth. Jonathan Northcroft in the Sunday Times yesterday, before the games involving both Bournemouth and Villa, was just sort of saying, you know, it's not always the best idea. You don't always get new manager bounce. Maybe these guys have done enough to keep their jobs, whatever happens today. And of course, they both went out and got gubbed.
But you're not. The only danger is you're not going to get new manager bounce if you keep them. You're not necessarily going to get it if you change them, but you're definitely not going to get it if you keep them. That's the problem.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Interesting with Dean Smith there. He said, don't blame Danny Drinkwater. I don't. I blame you for picking him. Really?
Yeah.
Give the lad a chance, for goodness sake.
I mean, it was about to throw him in. There was that one when De Bruyne broke away. Was it the second or third? He just broke away and sort of left him sort of ambling behind him, really. It was in his slipstream. It was. I mean, look, he's not going to be up to speed. He's hardly played any football.
Not.
Sling him into that midfield. Anfield against Man City.
That's the thing. I'm sure Motti will tell us about this, but that statistic about him playing all the games he's played in the last sort of 18 months were all against Manchester City. Yeah.
I think Dean Smith was saying, he's got 75 minutes under his belt. We think he'll get better. Mm. It was a bad, but he obviously felt he didn't have anybody else he could pick. You know, that was the best option for him. That proves the issues.
That is the problem, really.
Yeah.
Ryland Clark-Neal says
he's not Villa signing him?
No, no. Okay. He said he's often mistaken for Olivier Giroud.
Yeah,
and they do look a bit alike.
Oh, no, they do. That's a common... that's an old do, isn't it?
And Wayne Rooney, of course, with his new dyed beard.
Now he's got his dyed beard.
I left mine on too long over the weekend.
I've not noticed, Andy. Not like Reedy running out in the derby with jet black hair. That was a sensational moment, wasn't it? One of the great moments. It was like I don't think I've ever got audible gasp, but seeing Peter Reed run out for the derby looking like Gerhard Schroeder. Put too much dye on his barnet.
It wasn't ideal, was it?
Yeah, yeah.
Gerhard Schroeder used to look like, Jeff Stelling.
He did, Although Gerhard was a bit funny. I think he was a bit litigious about people suggesting that it wasn't naturally black hair. So, Gerhard, we knew that was natural, mate. There was no Just for Men on that.
He was litigious about people saying he looked like Jeff Stelling.
Talking of Gerhard, you know Gerhard Struber, if you're basically going to the comedy store anytime soon, look out for the Barnsley manager, Gerhard Struber. Yeah, because Alex Mowat, one of his skipper, says, oh, he's so funny. He surprises us in training. He said he's a really funny guy. He's always cracking jokes in our team meeting to relax us. And he said, where are you from? What do you do? I'm a Barnsley. I'm a footballer. What about you, mate? What do you do? Well, I'm a footballer. It's quite hard to work. It can't be Ross Noble in that situation. What about you, mate? Well, I'm an ex-footballer. I'm now a coach. Oh, fair enough. Always cracking jokes.
Now, you'd think that the year's poshest race would be Ascot, wouldn't you, really? Ascot, Royal Ascot.
Oh, yeah, it's posh.
But no, today, the 105 at Lingfield is definitely the year's poshest race.
Okay, go on, hit us with it then.
The Brian Sewell Handicap Chase.
Oh, that's incredible. Same one. Is it in Brian's memory? Is incredibly...
Can't be.
Incredibly posh race.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Now, there's another setback for our producer's team, Torquay, on the weekend.
Beaten in the FA Trophy.
Yes,
Halifax did for him,
He did that classic supporters thing of saying, we can concentrate on the league now.
Yeah.
You always do that, but we all do the same thing.
Because of the various connections, I follow a number of teams that aren't my own and sort of see.
I wouldn't admit that on here. People think you've left Spurs.
Oh, no, because Ollie's gone to Grimsby and our mate Lloyd Griffiths, keep in touch with Lloyd's fortunes. I follow Grimsby now, and so I kind of see what's. And I do follow Torquay, so I'm up to date really with the moods of the producer, what he's going to be like, going to come in like Barnstonworth throwing bricks at people on a Monday when they've lost, ripping yarns.
Absolutely.
This is a bit of a thorny subject, and I'm not just saying it because Tottenham are slightly sawn off, but I just wonder, we're quite keen with VAR to go back to moments that are key to a goal being scored. Mm. And I know that it's, you could disappear up your own fundament with this and not quite know how far to go back.
Oh, the ball was out,
But, effectively,
the
throw-in that leads, you do wonder where VAR should get in. When something leads to a goal and it's a fundamental error, should the camera look at it again? Do you know what I mean?
Well, I was thinking that. I mean, every incident on Saturday, I just thought, I didn't celebrate the Hudson-Odoi goal because I thought he looked offside, which he would have been if Abrams. I didn't celebrate the second goal because I thought, has he taken it out, James? But then, of course, they wouldn't have disallowed it for that, would they? The VAR couldn't go back for that. As it happens, the ball was in. But, it is. It's a difficult one, this. Very difficult. And
if you were driving near the Stevenage at the weekend, you may have seen a man sort of in his mid-40s with a bit of a sweat on, running possibly along the side of the A1. Because Graham Wesley, the Stevenage manager, his car...
Andy Smart's favourite person.
Yeah, he's on his Christmas card list. Heavy traffic forced him to get out of his car 5 miles from the ground.
Really?
And basically run it.
Well, it's good that he still can.
He jogged. So just imagine there's all these cars sitting in traffic. I'm here for a while now. And there's Graham Wesley going down the outside in his Stevenage tracksuit. Or possibly
strange.
In his suit. So he must have looked a bit of a state when he finally got there. And they lost. So what a terrific day all round for him.
Now, the Oscar nominations were out today.
Yeah, were you in?
No, I wasn't.
Oh, shame.
And I haven't seen exactly who's got them, but Jennifer Lopez was tipped for an Oscar for her performance as Ramona Vega. the former Swiss women's international centre half.
Yeah, she was brilliant. Yeah, Spurs and Watford, Grasshoppers. Yeah, I bet that was good. Yeah, it didn't happen, did it? We asked you earlier on whether Andy's fell out with some blokes who sit around him the other day. He thought they were making ridiculous remarks about players. I mean, you said
Ross Barkley.
There was a Dwight Gayle moment there when you said you were how impressed you were. Not Dwight Gayle, Dwight McNeil, how you impressed you were with him the other day. Mm. And he kind of took on the Chelsea defence and the bloke took exception, didn't he?
Yeah, another bloke. Either it was him or another bloke said, well, how's he allowed to do that? Well, because he's a footballer and he's a good player and he ran past about three players. That's how he's allowed to do it. Honestly.
So do you get involved, Andy? Do you not bite your tongue? I mean, we all hear people say daft stuff, well, but we bite our tongue, don't we?
Depends. I generally say
you're not a tongue biter, are you really?
Not
I
really,
think it's fair
no.
to, in life.
Look, I know it's a game of opinions, and you know, I'm certainly not aware. As I was saying to Matt Scott last week, things that I thought I knew about football, I realise now when you see the stats are not actually true. But I knew that I was right about Barkley, and the stats bore it out. So it's a bit annoying when you hear somebody slagging off one of your own players and they're completely and utterly wrong.
Yeah.
You just think, well, that's really stupid.
One of the listeners says to us, so I always fall out with my father-in-law. We're both Liverpool fans, and he hates Firmino. Too many flicks, apparently.
For goodness sake.
He can't stand Henderson or Wijnaldum. They don't do anything, says the father-in-law.
He
wants to sell Salah's too greedy.
Oh, no.
when we dropped points against United, he wondered whether Klopp was up to the job.
Oh, no.
He said, I've given up talking football with him, so that's very good.
Amazing.
Thank you for that.
As I say, it's what people see, what they think, but you know, it's mad. A BBC van, I saw this story this morning, that broadcast live TV in the 60s, including a 1966 World Cup, has been restored.
I think the, as opposed to A.
Yeah, not A.
We won the lesser one that year, the big one. I think Germany won that one, yeah.
They think it's all renovated. It is now.
Is that the headline?
No, it
should have
been. Talking of headlines. I love this. The Sun subs are brilliant at this. And presumably this didn't end in any tragedy or anything, because it does sound like a serious story. But I don't think they'd have done this headline if it was. A lorry load of Pringles snacks was destroyed when the trailer caught fire on the M1 near Sandy Acre in Derby yesterday. Yeah. And the headline was burnt to a crisp.
Oh, that's good. Oh, yeah.
That's not bad, is
it? Yeah, yeah.
You've got a hand
limited time
that,
to
no.
come up with. That's pretty good.
I think it's pretty good.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport. The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
A sad story at the weekend, Andy. It was kind of Andy Murray was talking to the Sunday Times. You see this story?
No.
He said one of his saddest childhood moments was when his hamster left him, basically. It was kind of his fault.
Hamster left him?
Well, he didn't leave him, but let me explain.
Not a child, is it?
Yeah, no, let me explain what happened. Whiskey was the name of his childhood hamster. And he used to spend hours playing with Whiskey.
What, tennis?
No, not tennis. That'd be a hell of a game, wouldn't it? Just playing with him, just as a young 10-year-old child might play with a hamster. In fact, he said, we had a big old-fashioned sink in our bedroom. One day I constructed a rig up to the basin that he could play in, like a sort of wall of death, I suppose. But he's on a little motorbike. He said it was fine for a few weeks until he escaped down the plug hole.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, he said, I was devastated. Every night I'd leave out cheese and every morning it would be gone. But sadly, I never saw him again. So who was eating the cheese? Dude, Judy was coming in, making him feel better.
Probably, yeah.
Murray admitted that he's...
Jamie.
But all I'm turning to you now is that... So basically, if you see Whiskey in your... it's unlikely though, isn't it? I think, is the moment gone?
Oh, I think it is.
Do you think he's not coming back?
They're not like Galapagos turtles.
And he was 10. All I'm seeing is if you work in the sewerage industry and you see a small hamster, you can coax it with a bit of cheese, apparently, and just give it. No, he's gone, isn't he, Andy? I've got to let it go.
I'll tell you, he has gone.
Whiskey's gone.
It's looking bad.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Don't ask me to leave it out.
I wasn't here Thursday or Friday, so...
Sopley's on holiday.
Oh, yeah, I thought, yes.
Sandy Lane.
Says he, yeah, where he goes on his jet ski with Simon Cowell.
Yeah, he does, he
loves okay, it. Then. Who was your Fools panellist? Were you and Max on Friday? Good start, isn't it? Producer set this question. He's fiendish.
God.
Well, no. Great, it only happened Friday.
Fools panel bloke. Who was it?
Great, isn't it? 3 days. Like it never happened. Completely blank. No?
No idea.
You've made Eddie McGoldrick feel special about
Eddie
himself.
Eddie McGoldrick, yeah.
You spoke to Jay...
I could have sat here for 4 years and never got that.
Producer's going to get it after the show.
That's a stupid question.
Jay Porter, the Margate captain, was on to talk about which band and their third kit.
The Libertines.
Well, the Libertines, I'll get through these. Gethin Rowlands from Smith FC is a five-a-side footballer. Why did he join us on the show on Wednesday to tell us about what?
He scored a hat-trick.
No, it was open-top bus ride through Cardiff when they won the league, yeah. Who came on, former Birmingham City striker, told us about his foundation?
Jeff Horsfield.
And Chris Beach joined us.
I remember the important things.
Yeah, of course. Chris Beach joined us to talk about how Villa had helped him prepare for his FA Cup tie against Cardiff. Who does Chris manage? Which team did Cardiff play?
Carlisle.
Oh, good work. Whoa. See, you pulled the difficult ones. You just could remember a bloke who you spoke to on Friday. It happens.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
There we are. That was this afternoon show. Eddie McGoldrick, Andy.
But he just copied that thing that
I was listening to the show, and I would have got that.
You often ask me who the fools, but I must make more of a note.
Well, I'll never ask you that again. You do realise that. Now you told me your system. Anyway, we're back tomorrow with less time-sensitive guests, including a vicar who likes golf and a bloke that witnessed Dimitar Berbatov stuff a sandwich in his mouth. Beautiful. So what more do you want? We'll see you then.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.